Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the part of the show where we thank the ice cream truck drivers.
Choo-choo.
Thank you, ice cream truck drivers. It's a brand new month. We don't have names yet. And plus, we're recording some shows in the future, so you don't want to know all the details. But the point is, we don't have names. But thank
Stuff
you
is
to
happening.
All the ice cream truck drivers out there. If you want to be an ice cream truck driver and get thanked at this part of the show, preachingfun.com. That is where you can go to sign up to be an ice cream truck driver. And who knows? The life you save may be your own.
You didn't do the head click that time. You kept it tight.
Did I?
Yeah, you kept it normal.
Oh, all right.
I was thrown now.
Ah, all right.
I'm disappointed.
You want? Oh, no, we'll start over.
Thank you. Because this is what people want.
We're not starting over. Hey, here's a show.
Andrew, we're not even naming the names that we named.
No. I cannot thank people again.
Great. Let's go.
Paul, can you tell me what you want? What you really, really want?
I can tell you what I want.
You want to... You wanna?
Huh?
You wanna?
I really, really, really want a Zigga Zigga.
It's time for Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Sitting across from me in Pittsburgh is Paul Mattingly.
Across from me in Las Vegas, that's Mr. Matt Donnelly.
And I'm not the Dallas Jacob, the audio guy.
We're preaching fun.
And here, we're not a lot of new shows are coming to the Strip.
No.
And yet.
But here's one.
We have the creator of Spice Wannabe.
Yep.
The Spice Girls tribute show.
That's right.
Casey.
Woo!
Thank you for being here, Casey.
Thank you for having me.
And we also have 1/5 of the show in the studio with us as well. I believe that's how it's billed, is 1/5 of the show.
Yes.
SJ Rhodes.
You're welcome, America!
SJ, is it true countries. That you have originated the new role of Gravy Spice?
How did you already hear about this?
You took your country roots and you went for it. You're like sausage and biscuit.
Yeah.
Gravy Spice.
Yeah, well, they originally hired me to like do some other stuff, and then they're like, girl, you can't do no British accent, so why don't you just do what you do?
Yeah.
I actually tried to come in as a shredded dude as the Allspice girl. So I
all
tried to come
spice.
In as a
But they just hired you now as the biscuit.
Yeah, I'm just a biscuit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a biscuit.
I'm trying to talk him into hiring me as cumin. But they're not doing it. They're very resistant.
Casey, you originally brought this show. You tried this show out. The show is now running. It's going to be running at the Excalibur. Let's just get that out of the way, right? Over at the what's the showroom?
Thunderland
showroom.
Shared with Matt King
Matt
and, of course,
King.
Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, which is, they get the naming rights to the theater, those lucky ducks.
Yeah,
they do.
Which is funny. I know this from Piff's show, is that like even when you have two different shows in the same theater, you try to call Ticketmaster to be like, we can just name the theater whatever. Who cares? You know, because Vegas can turn everything around.
Right.
Ticketmaster's like, no.
You cannot.
If it's the same piece of real estate, it must have only one name in our system.
It has
Fuck
to
you.
Be.
And you're like, well, that makes sense for you and your system. It makes no sense for Vegas tourists.
Right.
So you know, you're definitely not putting the customer first, but you're in the Thunderland showroom because Thunder from Down Under is also in there.
Exactly. They're in there. We are not that style of a show, but we're steering the showroom.
Yeah. Well, you're not that style of show yet.
Just wait.
Yes. Just
wait.
Vegas has a way.
Right.
Just wait till it's the spicy room.
The Spice World room. Turn it into Spice World.
But you originally brought it somewhere as a trial here in Vegas. Where was it?
Yeah, South Point. So not even a year ago. We haven't even been around a year. So it was South Point Hotel, July 21st last year. I four-walled it, and we showcased it.
That takes guts.
It does.
To four-wall in Vegas anywhere at all. And in South Point, in terms of what you think would be the Spice Girl market, South Point wouldn't pop right to mind.
No.
If you don't know what the South Point is, just Google Maps, find the Strip, and then just start going south.
Yep.
And then, like, way past where you think you're going to find a giant casino, bam, South Point.
There it is, big and gold.
Yeah.
And a lot of country music artists go to South Point.
Yeah, they host the rodeo.
They have a giant rodeo thing a few times a year. Yeah.
So I wouldn't be like, that's where... British pop.
That's where I saw it.
Fans.
I saw it its first one.
Yeah.
But you got a huge audience when you did it there.
It did. It sold out. And it sold out in less than 30 days, which was great because, you know, we go to all these venues and a 90s tribute is a new thing. People aren't used to it yet.
Right.
And so they're coming, oh, that's not our clientele. I'm like, well, because you're not offering anything for that clientele to come here.
Right.
And so even though maybe it's not your normal clientele right now, but you provide, they'll come. And that's what it is.
Do you have clientele in their 40s?
Yeah.
Because then they're interested.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually our base market, you know, the moms, the mid-30s to mid-40s, you know, that want to go back out and celebrate and listen to the music they listened to when they were in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that
take their kids.
And take their kids and be like, this mom was cool. We were cool, too.
Yep.
You're wearing my clothes now. If you go to Target, everyone's wearing the 90s clothes, the same stuff we wore back then.
It's true. Yeah.
So it's just the timing was perfect. And South Point, that showroom was just, it had everything. I wanted to launch big. I didn't want to launch and grow.
That's a nice room.
Yeah.
That's a really nice room.
Now, absolutely.
When I was sitting around in my corduroy pants and my purple amethyst bear necklace listening to Rusted Root and Counting Crows on loop, I was like, these Spice Girls, bleh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't understand then, and I guess I can't possibly then understand now, that Spice Girls crazy popular.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They paved the way for girl groups. They ran the show themselves. I think that's what was so great about them. They wrote all their music.
Mm-hmm.
They actually sang five-part harmonies, whether people knew it or not. And
they fired their manager.
They auditioned managers.
Wow.
Yeah, for themselves.
Empowerment.
They left the person that they were with and... Yeah, they took it upon themselves to create what they wanted. So they were huge.
See, I was on the other side of that because I did enjoy the Spice Girls. And more to the point, I purchased both of Mel C's solo albums.
Yes.
Oh, you like the Mel C?
You're the one.
I am a sporty fanatic. Yes.
Oh.
Mel C, Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
Things that I've learned, you know, this month.
I'm catching on.
Yeah.
You've been on the road with us a bit. Yeah.
Now, Spice Girls documentaries have been on in my house when I walk in almost every night.
Yep.
Spice Girls documentaries, Spice Girls concerts. I walk in, it's fucking Spice Girls.
I'm like, babe, did you know?
But no, I didn't. I'm fine.
You're playing Fun Fact with Spice Girl trivia?
Oh, yeah.
What's a Spice Girl tidbit that you've learned watching the documentaries?
I've already said it. They fired their manager. That was pretty cool.
And auditioning other managers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like jokes on them. They got create. Everyone thinks they.
Paul, how would your girl group management interview go if we wanted you to manage a girl group? How would it go?
If I were being asked to help a girl group, grow or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know. Because what's interesting? I mean, you know, they were a constructed band, kind of like Kiss, sort of thing, right? Like they were auditioned and put together.
Yeah, originally. Yeah.
So, but then they just ended up being fast friends and taking on some autonomy.
Joke was on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. Coming into to try and manage a group that's already doing their thing, I guess I'd try and come at it with like cross marketing appeal. That seems
religious.
If I were doing it today. What seems to be the thing today is, can you mesh with another brand?
I'm
so
shocked.
You know, starting out the gate, it'd be Spice Girl Oreos.
Okay.
It'd be, you know, try and get
that's Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilla. That's the
Beaver
spice.
Butt.
That's the flavor. Yeah. Exactly. But that's the kind of thing like product. And then I think they did do collabs. I know they had dolls, but I would specifically try and get Mattel and Barbie proper to like, you know, that's the whole secret is to get brand synergy.
Toys.
Now. That's the
brand
the big
toy
thing. Yeah,
synergy.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually should have known. Yep. Paul has numerous times. This is I'm not even joking. Numerous times in this podcast, sung the praises of the Spice Girls
on
this show. Paul's a big believer.
It looks like they did
Spice
have
Girls, man.
Paul, it looks like they did have Spice Girls Barbies.
Official Barbies.
It looks like that was official Barbie.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean,
in my 30
did,
seconds of research.
They did plenty of cross promotion. We even while I was working at Trek for a long time, in the main room we had a giant screen that was a rear projector that played the videos of the old you know, Star Trek episodes that you could buy on DVD or VHS even back then. But every hour, basically, would be the Generation Next Pepsi Spice Girls commercial.
Yes.
Popping up on the
yes. Yes.
And that was a huge yes. thing.
Yeah, I do.
That was a huge
thing. I didn't really remember it.
Oh, I know that I had all their blow-up dolls ingrained into my pool. I don't know if they were officially sanctioned or not, but I had them all.
They had a lot of holes in them. They were really leaky.
They really do not go in the deep end.
No.
Do not.
They've been through the rough times. But now you're bringing it back at this point. So what's the focus on? Is the focus on the fashion, the dance moves, just trying to get the set list exactly right? What's the focus?
All of it. Okay. I'm kind of crazy in that sense.
Casey looks like you hit her with an arrow each time you brought up a specific.
Yeah, yeah. She cringed each time.
Yeah, I think the girls and the cast has learned working with me. I don't focus just on one aspect of it because I believe every aspect of it plays a huge part in making it work. And so we focus on everything from the vocals to the choreography. You could put us side by side with a video of the girls doing their dance moves, and we're doing those iconic dance moves them. Costuming, our costume designer, Justin Velarde, has designed recreations of the girls' concert tours and music video costumes. They're epic.
From scratch.
Amazing. How many costume changes are we going through here in this
show?
We
do three
total.
Three total, five girls, three boys. That's 15 pairs of shoes.
So it's called a quarter. We call it a quarter share, meaning a quarter of Cher's costume changes.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Have you produced any show like this before?
Not to this caliber. I did a Britney Spears tribute a while back that I did on my own as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was fun for a while, but I miss being on stage with other people and that crazy banter that you have in the interaction. Like, you know, SJ knows, like, on stage, I love staring stage with that girl. It's crazy.
But she was raving about your show when she first saw it, and she was like, I have to find a way to get into that show. Because SJ does exactly what you did. With Taylor Swift, you went out and you do stuff on your own, but it's more fun to be with the crew.
Totally. Way more fun with a group.
Yeah, and it's been awesome having SJ on board because I know she also understands the production side of it, how much work goes into it and hauling all the costumes or making every aspect come together. So
So you don't regret yet hiring SJ?
Absolutely
not.
Not yet.
I haven't been around that much.
True story.
Just keep Jacob at home.
That's it.
And then SJ.
That's it. As long as you do the gigs out of town, it's fine.
Yeah, you're coming.
Casey's like me. She works her tail off and is very detail oriented and like has to have everything right. And I just, and it's funny because I'll be like, and then she's already doing it. And then I just keep having to tell myself, you don't have to do this.
Oh,
Casey's doing it. You don't have to do it.
But really I love it because she's always hopping in. Do you need help with this? Can I help you with that? Can I do this? Because it's a lot of work.
I rhinestoned a jacket last night.
Yeah, you did.
But mostly for my own nerves.
Yeah, there's a lot coming together because we were just on
tour. How do you keep calm? I rhinestone. I just rhinestone things.
I went through a
I got home
of wine,
last night and she goes,
race.
I rhinestoned a jacket.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to get in bed.
Did you know which Spice Girl you wanted to play, SJ, when you saw the show?
No. No.
If you had had a choice, what Spice Girl would you have picked?
I don't know. I've always been Baby, but you know, I can't be. If you wait till y'all see Casey,
thing is everybody asks SJ when they find out that Baby. She's in the Spice Girl show. They go, "Oh, Baby Spice,"
and I'm like, "Nope. Wait till you see her. You'll understand. You'll understand why she's Baby."
Yeah. You do look a lot like the Baby.
So who
Spice
are you?
I get that a lot. Yeah. So
who are you, SJ?
I'm Ginger.
She is Ginger.
Oh, wow.
She's
so you
epic.
Go full wig and everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait till you see her. Don't take your eyes off
that
her.
That makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. I would see you more as Ginger than Baby, honestly.
Yeah.
Yes, because Ginger was a
from a personality standpoint.
Child.
Yes. Yeah, personality-wise.
Yeah.
She's the sexy one.
Yeah.
I know. I never in my wildest dreams did I think that would happen, but here we are.
Yeah. The show's very unhinged, and you can't teach that. You can't teach someone. That's been a challenge to teach you to not be structured.
Right.
You know, and SJ came in and just added this element of big explosion energy that was really needed out of that character, and she just killed it.
Well, I got installed in like, 2 weeks?
Yeah,
so
two weeks.
I just actually didn't know where I was supposed to go.
So perfect.
Running around.
Yeah.
I hope you would interpret my disorientation as flair.
Everyone's like, you're really great at this. I'm like, yeah.
Good. Oh my God. In this video, we'll Ginger does not know where she's going either. Look.
Yes. But that's
exactly like the video.
She's always just running around.
Yeah. Like, the other girls are always pushing her around and leading her. Like, that's really what...
That really would happen in the thing. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, because Ginger was the one that couldn't dance out of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So, yeah.
But you can dance.
So they taught him. Yeah.
But you don't need to.
Nope. I'm wearing shoes that are taller than any human should be allowed to wear. And
funny.
I can't really dance. So you can't. It's great.
Yeah.
I've never seen a lot of tribute shows, let alone the Spice Girls tribute show. So there's not like scenes in it, right? I mean, you're just putting on a concert, or how does it work?
It's a mix. So Spice Girls has so many different styles of music. Like, you got something from a flamenco song, and then all of a sudden it's maybe an R&B fill, and then all of a sudden it's pop central. And so we designed the show to be as a... There are scenes, quote unquote, like there's the first set, the middle set, and the third set, which coincide with our costume changes. But so even if you don't know the music.
Is it like Jersey Boys? Does a mob boss come in and
not necessarily.
Okay.
No. Not yet. No, there's no there's no like theatrical script or anything. We really try to be off the cuff with it. And but there are different moods, I guess, throughout the show.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are you surprised at the level of fandom you see in the audience from people?
Yes and no. Creating it, I was like, this would be epic to have that. And but every time you do a show, you never know until that show. I mean, we were just in San Diego, and 5 minutes before the show, there was literally like 30 people in the audience. We're like, oh my gosh, that was the first time we were on the road and we're peeking out. Where is everybody? The problem was they were still waiting at the bar because our generation drinks and they want to, you know? And so
they're not going in that room without a cocktail.
No.
Right.
They're not coming. It's not a sit and clap after every number kind of a show. It's very, you know, it is a concert feel.
So people are standing, people are singing along.
They are on their feet, and we want them on their feet and singing the songs. They're dressed up. Like, they are all dressed up as the Spice Girls.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. And yeah, the fan base has just delivered, and we hope that continues.
One that surprised me the other day, I saw the show about a week ago out of town. It was playing in Laughlin before opening here in Vegas. And I saw a couple of friends and I went down to Laughlin. Oh, had a good time on the Colorado River, the whole thing. It was a blast. But went and saw the show, and there was a group of girls probably 10, 11, 12 years old. I'm terrible at guessing how old kids are.
Right.
But somewhere in that neighborhood.
They were 40, Jacob. They were 40 years old.
That was Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her sisters. Wow. They were Weekend at Bernie's. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
We know she died. Don't write us. Don't write us. We know.
But no, they and I think it was you, Casey. I think you even because the girls walk out into the audience a few times during the show, or they did at this venue anyway, and Casey puts the mic up to these little girls' mouths, and they just start singing the songs. Yep. They knew all of it.
Yeah.
But they were dressed up. They knew it. They were rocking. They were just there to go.
Absolutely.
And I was like, oh, I didn't expect the kids to know them.
YouTube has changed everything.
It's changed the game.
And so, like, kids can deep dive. Like, I forget, like, Judd Apatow, when I was in an interview, was like, oh, I told my kids about Pink Floyd, and they just learned everything that I knew about Pink Floyd in 2 weeks.
Right.
They just... Whenever on YouTube, watched everything, memorized all the lyrics, and it also goes out of their head just as quickly. But
sure,
they'll while they're psyched, they get into it or whatever. But yeah, it means nothing. I remember one time I was at a mall, and some girl's ringtone, it was a younger girl's ringtone, was the Friends theme song.
Oh yeah,
and so
but just the clap, over again.
It started, and so my wife and I did the clap in the elevator,
nice,
and along with these teenagers, and they got freaked out that we joined in.
Terrified them.
But they looked at us like, how do you know this
it's
song?
Because
and I'm
you
like,
stared.
That song's from my generation.
Right,
you
I watched it.
It's our actual song.
Yeah.
But it was like, they looked at me and was like, that's my thing, you know? But you don't know. Kids can just deep dive in anything now and just be totally up to speed.
Right.
Ready to rock.
Well, the moms enjoy, I think, bonding with the kids over this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they like prep for it and they get their costumes and it's really cute.
That is adorable.
But listen, the adults are dressed up too.
Oh, they are dressed. Some of their costumes are better than ours.
Like they are.
You're hired.
Exactly. Where'd you get that?
Yeah. Where'd you get that wig from?
Where'd you get that outfit? Where'd those shoes from? We watch and we see and we're like, wow, I like your dress. Like, No, it's really cool to see the younger generation. They're delivering as well, and because Wannabe, that song, they're still played on the radio,
right?
You know, yeah. And they were actually still on tour back 2019, and they were supposed to go back on tour again, and then COVID happened. So they're still very present on the scene, just like Backstreet Boys are still doing tours. You know, that generation is still existing.
Well, and they were kind of ahead of the game because, you know, they came up during that whole era when it was all the Lad Mags, it was all, you know, Maxim and all this weird, very strange time for women in general, society as a whole, as like what the objectification situation.
Yeah, totally.
They, thank goodness we solved that problem forever.
Well, yeah,
right. Yeah. Yeah. It's all better. But they walked that line, man. They walked that line between, you know, embracing and enjoying their own sexuality and female power while at the same time,
they were bosses.
Know, yeah, they weren't fucking around.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you know, we do what we want.
That's exactly. My favorite part about being Ginger, actually, is she was the sexy one, but she's the one that really embodied, like, girl power. And a lot of her costumes, she would literally spell out feminism all over her body because she's like, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, I do what I want.
Just shameless. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If I want to look like this, I will.
Yeah.
And it was, they did have some bold moves for that time. And, Sporty, of course, always my favorite because she had the best voice.
Sporty's awesome. I always said if I could be any other character besides Baby, I would love to be Sporty. One, because her costumes are so comfortable. She wears sneakers. I'm not in platform heels, you know. But yeah, her vocals are killer, and she's got some really fun parts.
Great.
Yeah.
So was the goal always Vegas?
I've been in Vegas 10 years, and honestly, after saying that, I never imagined myself living here. You know, we bought a house recently, and I'm established here now. I'm living here, and so I just I'm here. What can we do here? You know, and figure out where I want to go in entertainment. And
so the South Point was post move. It was like I got to figure out how to start making a mess in this town.
Yeah, that was like, you know, after everything I already did, I wanted to launch my own show. I think that was where it really turned, because I wanted to step on the side of producing bigger things. And I never expected it to go this far.
What were you doing before settling here?
I was in other shows. I was singer, dancer, Legends of Concert, or gigging, or touring with other productions. I have a mermaid company that I do shows.
No. Don't start the mermaids! No,
I'm just going to touch on it. We do. I'm not going to go there. Watch Mer People on Netflix. That's all I'll say. But
I'm just going to let you know, if you make one of your mermaids black, you will create a lot of weird negative feedback by Christian
that's
groups.
That's horrible! Okay. We're not going to turn this into the mermaid stuff, but I will say that.
Don't bring up the mermaids!
You got to strike while the iron's hot. Your mermaids can go down and find that submarine and all kinds of shit.
Oh, God. This is the time. No, so I just went because 8 years of my life, that's been my sole income, providing entertainment and experiences, like a whole mermaid encounter. And then we do a program where kids wear tails and we teach them how to swim at the timeshare resorts here. So I've always been immersed in that outside of other people's shows. But that's
hustling,
been like
gigging.
Yeah, the Vegas hustle.
I'm laughing because every interview Casey does, the mermaids come up, and then everything is like, so tell us about the mermaids.
I know. And it was like, no, let's keep it on Spice.
I've been to Coney Island. I've seen the skeletons.
I'll just turn the
all right,
Spice
so, yeah,
into
I was going to say one last thing. we'll let it go after a bit, but I do it. What's your take? Are you like, oh yeah, these things are legit. Mermaids are around. They're out there.
They, you know what? It is awesome. And when I was doing it, when I started this 8 years ago, it wasn't a thing. It was a niche of, I was like one of the only two in Vegas that even had like something similar to it. But then I got booked out, you know, doing things with Cirque, doing swimming in, mansion parties and stuff like that. Wayne Newton's pool for his birthday.
Whoa.
The things I've gotten to do as a mermaid, I would have never expected.
Like, do you have
mermaids
some
way
sort
more
of
famous?
Do you have some sort of scuba breathing apparatus?
No.
You
want
to You want to live your greatest life? Lose your legs.
Yeah, you pulled a reverse aerial.
Back to Spice.
Little known fact, Casey can hold her breath for 4 minutes.
No, I cannot.
Oh, what?
But some girls can. I cannot.
I'll tell you who else is going to talk about mermaids for the rest of this show. And that is the following spot.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Sponsor.
Taekwon Donuts. Paul Mattingly's personal defense course for the Husky Warrior from Dungeon Scoop and Dragon Scoop. Taekwon Donuts.
Hi-ya! I would like to bring you honor and self-defense and high calories. That's right. Dense, delicious Taekwon Donuts. Made only from the freshest of flour. Hoo-wah! I'm doing my best not to go full racist here.
but the donuts are good, yeah?
Donuts are great, but again, it's really hard. The Taekwon Donuts, I get a lot of flack. I'm not going to lie.
So you understand that we're shooting this live, right?
I'm just trying to put my case out there to the people. I'm not trying to bite on anybody's culture. Taekwon Donuts was the first thing that came to my mind. I was hungry. Blame it on sugars. I don't know. Whatever. But just please come buy my donuts. Don't think me some sort of Asian hating monster. I'm not. I'm not that guy.
All right. Anymore. How do you feel about the Dutch?
I won't take
your word. Oh, the Dutch can eat shit. Those wooden shoe bastards. Fuck them.
Enter hate scoops at checkout.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking Dutch.
So this basically was like, you're here, you've been hustling with successful businesses and gigs, but you want to really take a bigger shot at something larger.
Yeah.
That still takes a lot of fucking guts.
It's insanity. I don't recommend it.
No.
I don't recommend it, especially while you run a whole other two other businesses and have a child, and it's a lot. And the money it takes to do it.
How old's the child?
She's 10.
Oh, yeah. So they're barely doing anything.
She takes
she's
care of
awesome.
Herself.
She's awesome.
They barely need anything at 10.
She's self-sufficient. She's independent.
They're not being
awesome.
Signed up for every single activity ever at 10. Yeah. That's not what's happening.
She's driving the bus.
No, right? Yeah. Yeah. She's a little co-producer.
Well, that's and then so you take your one big shot at South Point. Do you remember, this is so inside baseball, but I just think, did you remember how many tickets you had to sell for you not to like go home and be like, fuck.
You remember what your nut was?
I don't remember that number exactly. I just remember when we were talking about Four Wall, because the South Point gets booked out very fast.
So
very quickly.
Four Wall, we should say for everybody listening.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
Not
an
inside term person. It means like they basically charge you as if you are like a retail company coming into the casino.
Yeah.
You have to just pay rent. They don't do much else.
Scoop Fest.
Yes.
When we do Scoop Fest at the Orleans, we rent the space, we do everything, and they just give us a room to do things
walls.
In.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's what you're renting the four walls.
Yeah, they're giving you the four walls, and you're paying for it. And if they have anything in there that's also them, you're paying for that too.
Yeah.
It's a la carte.
Like if you want to use their lights, you're paying for their lights.
Confetti cannons.
So exactly. a two wall would be like a split where like we'll split the ticket costs, and then another way to do it is to simply be, you get paid. We're going to pay the special contributor to come in here. We're going to give you a blank.
They're going
to
be the producer.
Right.
And then produce you. And so the hardest way to make it in Vegas is four walling. And because of modern Vegas, the only way to do anything in Vegas now
is four-walling.
The most
common way to do it is four-walling.
Yeah.
Nobody really throws no casino really throws their weight behind shows.
I mean, we've talked about the one most recent example of the one that the casino produces, and that's Awakening at the Wynn.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is rare. It's rare enough that we point to the ones that do. The casino produce shows and go like, hey, there's a weird thing.
Yeah. So when you're just your own small business owner and you put up all the money to go into the South Point, that's a huge swing.
It's huge. Yeah. On top of all the things that you need, like the costumes the band. And we're a big cast. When we're on tour and everything, we have our live band with us. And so we're 11 people three dancers, five girls, three costume changes, 15 pairs of shoes. It's a lot. So I started back in December of 2021 and honed in and just worked every single day on it. But yeah, it's a gamble and I don't gamble. But this one, I'm all in. I am so all in on it. And then partnering with Spy Entertainment and Adam Steck to get it into the Excalibur. That's been a whole other ball game. And I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to be there just for 4 weeks, even if
Let me ask you this, because SJ and I, we've known Adam and Spy Entertainment for a long time. Is it more or less stressful to have a producing partner on a show like this, where you've been the sole voice for the entire existence of the show? Does it make you feel better or more stressed to have a partner? Even nothing against Adam in this at all, because I mean he's great at what he does and we like Adam. But you
next
know,
podcast
is...
we'll trash Adam, but this one we like Adam.
Yeah, yeah.
This
one, yeah. Oh, next week next Adam's week. Going down.
No, I totally get what. And honestly, when I was pitching the show to other people to co-produce this mm-hmm. with, I kind of like the Spice Girls went to a few different people to have meetings with, and it wasn't like I was interviewing them, but it has to be a fit,
right?
Because I have been at tables sitting around with others that did not understand the show or have the vision of the show or want the show to go in the direction I knew it could,
yeah.
or see it going
topless.
And when I sat at that table, no, we're not doing it. It's a family friendly show.
Of course it is. Yeah. I'm just joking.
Kids 5 and up.
That I'm saying that, yeah. like back in the day, a regular casino would be like, this is good.
This is true. Now take it. No, yeah.
I'm a co-producer yeah. now.
Yeah. No.
And when SJ came home and said that Adam was the new co-producer on yeah. it, I was like, that is perfect.
Yes.
That fits so well. Like that is the type of show that Adam knows what to do with.
Yes.
And like,
he
this
knows
be great.
This town, and he knows the, yeah. the non, if you're a non-celebrity show.
Yep.
And you want to survive at Spy Entertainment and Adam are
they're
good,
great.
Very good people.
It was amazing. I sat at that table and him and Alex and Carlene were all there. And I was like, these are my people. I left that meeting like, yes, they get it. It wasn't trying to convince them. They were on board and excited. And I need to work with people that are excited about it, you know. And that's like our whole
totally.
Cast is excited. Our band's excited. Everyone's just
yeah.
excited. So. Yeah, I love
too
working with
Spy. Too excited, if you ask me.
Yeah, maybe. You've been there. He's been on the road with us for a little bit. So
yeah,
he's
no
seen
one's
us.
Jaded yet.
Yeah. we're all still friends.
That'll pass.
Yeah. Again, keep Jacob away from...
I know.
that'll create time. So 4 weeks. 4 week run.
Yes.
Starts when?
July 1st.
And ends...
July 27th.
All
yep.
right. Is something else going in already behind you, or is there room for
no,
maybe if it goes well?
There's room. It's kind of a trial run, I
okay.
guess. That's what I've been being told, too. Everyone hopes it sticks, but until you throw it at the wall and see if it does, you don't know. So this
right.
4 weeks is really to test out the tourist market and mm-hmm. see if it's a desirable show to stay.
And you have a coupon code you can tell our listeners who are visiting here in July?
You know what? There is a link. We'll have to post it up somewhere, but there are 50%
off. It'll be posted
off.
With the show.
Yeah.
It'll be posted with the show.
And
cool.
if not, be like, hey, you said you're going to post the link with the show,
then
you
remind
dickhead.
Us.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I did.
But they're going to be like 50% off, and the tickets are already very well priced.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're doing something smart, you know, in that, like, I think in terms of, like, where Vegas entertainment is going, your offering is an experience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think either you want to sit down and spend time with a celebrity in town or go to a marquee event in this town. But then I think the idea of, like, going to, like, a traditional, like, long show is not what... the average tourist
oh.
is after.
No.
Guys, I've got it. I've got the fucking $1 billion idea.
What?
Oh boy.
You do a whole immersive Spice World experience.
Oh hey.
And I have the venue.
You do.
MSG Sphere.
Oh, bam, there we go.
MSG Sphere. Spice World.
You know,
it's already a
I mean,
sphere. It
there's nothing else going on.
Do
there.
It.
There's
you say that, but that's where my crazy
yeah.
mind goes.
You
and
can
I'm
follow,
like, yeah.
you can follow you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have you two open up the sphere, and then Spice World
See,
just comes
like
right
it.
In behind
I
it.
I like it.
They would actually be
Casey's
a great act in that spot.
Don't listen to Jacob.
I was just about to pitch this drink wine and paint thing for the sphere, but I guess we
Well, I think you're onto
something.
I gotta tell
you, whatever you have, any ideas you have for the sphere, they're listening.
If you've already got people coming to the show in costume,
what is this?
That's already telling you that you're on the right track. Because Matt and I were just in Minneapolis this weekend, and
True.
It was the Swifties all came through.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so even in just the one hotel we were in, all the Taylor Swift people,
yeah.
and they're all in their Taylor Swift outfits.
No, it's like what you do if you're going to see Tay Tay.
Yeah, that you all dress up like your favorite Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. If you say Tay Tay again, we're getting divorced.
They're all dressing up like their favorite Spice Girls. And that is it's another version. And it's exactly like you said. It's a chance for a different generation to share it with their kids. But at the same time, they can link into what's going on with it as far as the wardrobe and all that kind of thing. So
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
just
start selling some kind of.
No
costume package,
right?
That'd be
five pack.
Step,
you know
right?
what's cool is the bars after the show too, and the venues. They never know what happened. If they didn't know we were there that night, the bars are all filled with the dance floor of Spice Girls dressed in everything. Every venue we went to is like, wow, we did such great bar sales afterwards.
That's what's
going to
get
up.
You your fifth, sixth, seventh
yeah.
I mean, that, right there.
That, yeah. That is, I mean, yeah, we can talk all the artistry we want, but you're
yes.
in the business of selling some alcohol.
Oh, so,
yeah, that's great.
Oh, let me tell you a
there's
story.
A drink menu, too, at Excalibur, like with Spice Girls themed beverages. So.
Oh, and they're, everybody's got their own individual drink?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that
That's
yet.
Pretty great.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's all right, so in Laughlin, we were there. They did the show that night. After the show, a couple of us are hanging out. You know, it's SJ and myself, a couple of our friends, and then Scary Spice. So two of the five Spice Girls are hanging out, and we're just one of the bars in the casino. And
the
we
real
are,
one.
No.
The woman who plays Scary Spice in the show.
Right. Okay.
And so
you actually know Laughlin Scary just Spice. Taking in the show.
Right. Just hanging out.
Just
scoping
out
the competition.
That's it. And so we're hanging out at this bar, and there is a kind of a club, I guess. It was like a live music little venue.
Losers Lounge.
The Losers Lounge at the Riverside Resort there in Laughlin.
That's where I want to play.
And, actually, it's a pretty nice room. It's a weirdly big stage, too.
Yeah.
And so we're at this bar outside of the lounge, and a security guard comes up to us at the bar. Have you already heard this story? Good. And so a security guard comes up to us at the bar and comes up to the two Spice wannabe gals that are standing there with us, mm-hmm. and says, "Are you guys coming into the Losers Lounge?" The band was asking when you guys were going to come in.
Oh,
and they were all like, "No, we're just hanging out. We're having a good time.
We just did our show."
And the security guard pushes and goes like, "No." They really want you guys to come in and sit in for a few songs.
Everyone's asking.
Everybody wants them to come in here and sing a couple of songs. We're like, I guess we'll go in. So we walk in there and just go up to the bar. Immediately, the DJ comes over who's playing between the band sets and all, and he's kind of being the go-between person between the band and the girls, which was hilarious because he would go up and talk to the band, and the band would just stop playing and just like talk to this guy off mic. And then he would come back and talk to us, and it was like the weirdest game of telephone. I was like, why don't y'all just go talk to the band? If they're going to stop their set to have this conversation, why don't you just go up there and talk?
I'm too shy. I can't talk to them. I just want them to play my band.
But then the band says to the DJ, who then tells us, they want you guys to get up and sing, but they don't know any Spice Girls songs. Can you just sing other songs? And SJ, who fronts bands, is of course like, yeah. He goes, great, what songs do you know? She goes, any songs that they know, I probably know.
Let's just say, SJ's kind of like, please, just fucking anything. Just go.
Just start playing some music.
Just go.
And so they went up and sang a couple of songs.
What song did you end up singing, SJ?
Well, I left it up to our Scary Spice. I was like, what do you know? What do you want to do? What are you comfortable with? So we sang Don't Stop Believing.
Nice.
And then we sang I Will Survive.
And how did that go over?
Oh, you know, they all got on the floor.
They were loving it.
It went over like gang. It went over well enough that after they were done and the band continued their set, the band leader came back to us, the back of the room at the bar. He comes back there still on his microphone, puts his microphone down and goes, you guys want to do another song? And they're like, no.
You want to work for us tonight?
We just got off stage.
Right.
And
do you guys want to pretend like you were on a cruise ship and you're in every show no matter where everyone goes?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's what it felt like.
And it was like, well, we just got off the big stage doing our show. Right. We just got off the big stage doing our show, and we just got off your stage doing two songs with you, and now you're in the song right after the one that they got off stage on, asking if they want to go back up again.
Oh, Lord.
They were very cute, though.
Also, I just brought in some fresh cardboard. Do you guys want to break dance?
Yeah.
Can you guys get that going?
It's fresh.
What we did figure out, though, is because they had a female singer in the band, and we figured out that the female singer was under the weather.
Aww,
and so this band leader was literally just trying to fill time.
Yeah. they saw some singers in the room. They know you can handle it.
He's like, you want to come do something? Anything at all. I don't care what you want to do. Come do it.
I have this balloon pump and these long, skinny balloons. Do you guys mind making some hats?
Yeah.
Can you make some balloon hats for everyone at the party, please?
If I had told him that I could do a live podcast right then, he would have been in.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, you can do a live podcast right now? Let's go.
Are you a podcaster? Can you interview me or anyone up here for 15 minutes?
Yeah, just do that.
Can you?
What started this whole chain reaction, though, was like that we were sitting at the bar and a group of girls came out of the club and was just started screaming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Screaming. And that's how it got security's attention.
Yeah. Oh, good. They were screaming at you for being in the show.
They all had on Spice Girls t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
They treated us well down there. They were nice. Like, you know.
Yeah.
They gave us some VIP up in the Losers Lounge. And
nice.
It was a good time.
So it's called Losers Lounge because there's literally pictures everywhere of like, well,
this,
you suck.
This is the funniest fucking gimmick I've ever seen at a bar.
Really?
You walk in, the first picture on the wall you see is a giant poster of Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. Next to that, there's Kim Jong-un. Next to that, the Hindenburg. Next to that, the Titanic. It's like, it is pictures of losers. Matt Lauer is on the wall.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
That is a swing.
I was walking around this room in hysterics.
Yeah.
Like, this is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
And like, every time, it's actually great because every time there's bad news in the news, you're going to be like, okay, good.
Over there.
Another one for the
wall. No shortage of losers. Yeah. No shortage of losers in America.
Like Bernie Madoff is on there.
Paul's right. That pipeline's not closing anytime soon.
No. And basically, it's every winter with a half-life countdown clock. Yeah,
right.
That's really
Like one of the 70s King Kong movies that's just awful. Like just a movie, random movie posters are on the wall, just movies that they didn't like.
Oh my gosh.
That's really funny.
It's a funny a bit.
Laughlin's the best place.
If I'm the director of one of those movies, I would like really the same wall as Bill Cosby, my movie. Is that really necessary?
Oh, no, you're not on the Cosby wall. You're on the B wall.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Please let me
Godzilla never roofied anybody. How dare you?
Yeah. We did our best. I admit that my film fell apart in the fourth act. I know. But can we not put me on the same wall as Matt Lauer, please?
Yeah. Godzilla's office didn't lock from the inside.
But to circle back to the original like questions, like which Spice Girl do you want to be? And like this kind of ties us all in together because I know everyone's probably listening like, God, why are we talking about the Spice Girls so much? I didn't like the Spice Girls when they were out. I was like you. I was in alt rock and like all the grunge and all that stuff. And I was like, I listened to it because all my friends had the CD. So I had to listen to it.
And if you got in a car at any time that had a radio, you heard it.
Yeah. So I wasn't like into it. But now that I'm doing it, I'm like, oh my God, this is so much fun. Which is, now I want to know if you go see it because you're kind of on that same page. I wonder if you're going to have a freaking blast.
Well, that's it. I mean, why I dig it and why I'm so glad you guys came into the show is because in the 90s and grunge, it was actually so uncool to like anything openly. Right?
Yeah.
Like very famously, PCU, the movie, don't wear the t-shirt to the concert. Like it was always just like, being anti was the only way to feel cool.
That's such a good point.
And so at the time it was like a roar against that.
Yeah.
But now, honestly, we were just talking about this, people are still, we went to this, Paul at the Improv Festival in Minneapolis. One of the guys was doing his first public show since the pandemic, still to that day.
Oh, wow.
Still hadn't gone out and gotten on stage and done a show since the pandemic. And I think
there were a lot of masks still being worn.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are still, like, the idea that we were going to roar back to normal existence as a big, hot girl summer, everyone go out kind of thing, and not that people are going to have permanent damage from locking it down for 2 years, to offer a, like, shameless, open enthusiasm.
Right.
Dress up however the hell you want.
Yeah.
Sing along out loud comfortably with other people.
Yeah.
It's the shoulder to shoulder. It's the shoulder to shoulder activities that are the things that are going to open up people's social, synapses, right? Like, get out there and just like, so like, going to see the actual Spice Girls that went on touring would be one, very expensive and be a huge fucking production to get in the room. To throw on your favorite costume and buy a ticket you could definitely afford.
Yep.
And head out to a lounge where you can just grab a drink after. Way more approachable from a social scenario.
Yeah,
that just seems like it's a good thing. And so I'm definitely into whatever makes you want to just smile and jump around and have fun with a friend.
Well,
I'm for it now
because instant community.
We're still coming
out
of it. We're still recovering.
Yeah, we are.
Definitely instant community.
Instant community. Yeah.
Which
we're sorely lacking right now. I'm one of those guys, much to my own chagrin. I've always been that super fanboy. I wear my sleeves. I've always been that guy. And that was part of the ethos for the old Ugly Couch show, our nerd show, was always talk about stuff that you love.
I hate when you bring it up. It's awful.
I know. It's always talk about stuff that you love because there's enough negativity out there. And, even some of my friends to this day, they're like, you were always just, if you like something, you really like something. And that's what I appreciated about the Spice Girls, their approach to what they created was just over the top, big, big in your face, and either you were down or get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
And that was great. Are you, SJ, do you feel like at this point you consider yourself authentically a fan? Would you listen to their stuff a little more in the day-to-day? You still, it would not be something you would just listen to on a...
Or now do you hear too much at work that you don't
want to? Would you be rocking Spice Girls in the car? I mean, it's a hard question right now.
Yeah, no, I listen to it. I'm honestly, it's the harmonies now that because I never realized that about the harmonies, that how intricate they really are. Now that I've gotten firsthand information on that, I'm like, oh, so now I listen to it with a different ear than I used to.
It's all sporty. Mel, she's not all. Yeah.
And it's weird because they don't. Normally when you're a harmony in a show, you're this part, and that you always just sing that part. And the Spice Girls are like, you're going to be high in this song, you're going to be low in this song, and then they all switch.
Right.
All over. Yeah.
Wow.
It's insane.
Bananas.
Breaking it down was such a mind blow because...
I don't know how you did it.
Just listening. But yeah, they're all singing. No one is consistently on the highs or consistently on the lows, and they were singing five-part harmonies. And we don't sing with backing tracks in this show. That is something else a lot of shows do now. We sing live five-part harmonies, which is kind of a really cool thing because we sound freaking awesome, in my opinion. And everyone else is like, whoa, and they didn't understand. Oh, wow.
Like everyone else, like, you know, you can cheat, right? Why are you cheating? You should be cheating.
Right.
The technology
exists. Why don't you just lay that all in the backing track? No, because we can actually do it. Why not be artists and actually sing? So we do.
I'm against it.
Nah, you're a sound guy. That's why.
No, I hate doing tracks. I hate doing tracks. Tracks are a pain in my ass.
Live is awesome.
We've been in track the last 2 days, and the sound guy is back there. And he's a good sound guy, mind you. And he's just back there, and I look at him, and he's just got his hand on his head. And he's just like shaking it a little bit. Like,
who's
just
singing what?
Just trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's going to be hard to roll in.
Yeah. There's not one lead singer. You know,
no, he's not a fan. He doesn't know the music.
Yeah.
Teaching sound guys in Vegas how to run shows is something that I have to do from time to time. And it is a pain in the ass to teach people how to listen.
Oh, man.
Like if you try to teach a sound guy, like, no, I want you to listen to this like this. I want you to listen to it through this kind of point of view. It's really hard to teach people a point of view to do that. Because, yeah, I mean,
do you find walking up to a stranger and be like, learn from me? Does that help?
It often does.
Like, learn from me.
You're working in your room. Do you mind if I come up to you and just lay it down? Do you mind if I just...
Let me show you how to do this.
Let me start with, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And then...
So they're super receptive to it.
I don't run your board tonight.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of that. I mean, I'm talking about shows that I actually have to deal with. But, like, it is, like, it's such a weird thing. And so, I mean, I understand it from that person's point of view because, if you're dealing with lead singer, backup singer.
Right.
Yeah.
Then it's, I understand this. I understand the lead singer needs to be a little bit hotter than the backup singers. The backup singers need to be, blended, kind of the same level. But they're going to be, a step down from where you have the lead singer. Like, that's kind of easy.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, here's five people. They're just going to sing. They're never going to sing the same parts. And so, like, you just have to know it. You just have
to
know.
You don't know who's soloing next.
You don't know who's carrying the melody.
You just have to know the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Jacob, you used to roll with Mel B a little bit.
Yeah.
You going to let her know about the show? You're going to get
I haven't yet.
I was watching you taking pictures, and I was like, how long is it going to take?
I'm suspicious if they do know, and I hope that if they do know, they appreciate and they know we're tributing to them. We're not trying to want to be, but it's about everyone in the room wanting to be them, and we don't go out thinking like, oh, look at me, you know who I am. We're just very all about the music, and it was so fun, and the environment.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Because tribute acts are so popular, and those lawsuits have all been done.
Right.
But, like, you're right that some people might be, like, psyched about it. Like, you can go either way, right? Like, holy shit, we're popping enough that this is actually making money on its own.
Right,
in Vegas, away from us. That's crazy.
Right.
Or it's like, stop making money off of our fucking shit.
Right.
I'm curious.
I know Mel a little bit. I would be surprised if she were upset about it.
She wants to.
I have zero knowledge about any of the other four or any of their management, but I'd be surprised if she personally was upset about it.
Yeah.
She's the biggest forefront of bringing them all back. I mean, she's been here, and that's how you know her, because she worked here, and you worked with her there. Yeah. And it's just, she... she wants all the girls, the real Spice Girls, to get back together, right, too. And so I think so many of the fan base want that as well. And I would love it if it happened, too.
She just made a little yeah, cryptic little, yeah, announcement the other day that sounded like the five of them might be getting back
together. She's doing that every
day. She's teasing it.
She's done it for years.
Which I heard her say that, and I was like, that's the best thing for Spice Girls wannabe, yes, show out there.
Sarah, yeah, Jessica Parker was doing the same thing, and what do you know? That show's back, and now even Kim Cattrall's back. So
that's right.
It's called
Kim Cattrall's back?
Yeah, oh, spoiler alert. I'm kidding.
Jesus Christ.
No, she I don't watch that show at all, but she is. Yeah, she's back for season two.
Yeah.
And Sarah Jessica Parker was annoyed that it leaked to the press that Kim Cattrall is back for season two.
Our bad, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm. I think people should chill with that and just maybe be excited that people want to watch your show.
Yeah.
But that's me. I just have been in so many things that people don't want to watch.
Right. Also, people have been watching that show for like 30 some odd years now.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe just be happy.
Let it be.
It's great for you. Just let it be great.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine they'd be too upset or whatever. Especially they're like, Thunderland Lounge, that's my dream venue.
Right, exactly.
I always wanted to play there. So you're there with Matt King. Matt King plays the same lounge as you.
Yep.
You got them from down under. Now, do you guys cross paths with the boys at all, or you don't cross paths with
them?
We
haven't yet. We've been in there early. I mean, I think when our show, because their show's right after ours, which is actually a really good girls' night out kind of a thing. Go see Spice Girls, have a great time, let's warm you up for the Thunder Boys, you know? Here you go. Yeah, so
do they like when you call them the Thunder Boys?
I don't know. I haven't asked. That's what I call them.
I'm going to call you guys the Thunder Boys.
The Thunder Boys. We got the Spice Boys.
It's an interesting dichotomy between
Jerry.
The two shows.
Yeah.
We're the Extractions. We're the Extraction Boys.
We had the conversation today because for the Thunder Boys, they put Pledge on the Marley so they can slide around real good.
Oh, God.
And here we come in our, platform heels, and we're like, oh, hell no.
By the way, Marley is like a rubber sheet that just goes on the stage. You put it down like on a wooden stage or even a concrete stage or something like that, and it makes it a little nicer for dancers, for people who don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, so that room was designed for Thunder Down Under. It was designed specifically for them, so hence the floor is a Marley stage, and all of the tables are secured, and you can jump
on them. Bolted to the floor.
Which we've actually utilized. We are very immersive.
They're big dudes' weight. So, you have no problem jumping on those.
But we're doing it in platforms, so...
Mac doesn't do enough table work at his show.
I hear Mac jumps on tables a lot now.
Does he?
He does actually. You just don't see it because he's wearing his cloak of invisibility, man.
Right.
Because he took over because there was Hans Klock was in there, and Hans Klock installed a fan. And the LED, those LEDs walls, they're from Hans Klock.
World's fastest magician.
He's the world's fastest magician. And it was pandemic. He just closed up shop and never came back.
Wow.
So Mac went into that room, and he was like, Hans has a fan? He's like, turn that fucker on.
Right?
Let's go.
Run him.
Yeah. So the end of Mac's show, he drops a knee and poses in front of a fan. Hans Klock.
Yeah.
So you guys have a fan at your disposal. You should
know
that.
Is that what's under that floor?
That's what's under the Marley on the main stage.
We covered it up.
We had to cover it because of heels. We would have had Posh fall through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're utilizing everything, like the fog, the lasers, the walls, the videos.
The lasers came on today, and I was like, we got lasers?
And I was like, don't look in the lasers.
Laser beams.
I was like, pretty, don't look at them.
All right, so I gotta go see the show. I gotta take the wife. Yeah. We're gonna see the show.
Yeah.
How about we can go see it?
And the kids. Mm-hmm.
I will.
I hear it's not child friendly.
It is. Stop it.
Take your top off.
I was like, get vegified. And no. There's something for everybody. Let's just say that. Guys want to come see the five hot chicks on stage, and our dresses are risque because that's what the Spice Girls wore. They asked if my skirt was too short, and they say, no, you hiked it up. That's what they did. Right. So.
No, four of the women in the show are super hot.
It's
such a tick.
Listen.
And then there's Ginger.
And then there's the rhinestone Tay-Tays.
Hey.
The bedazzler.
For no other reason, guys, come to see my push-up bra.
Yeah, okay. The double.
Don't tell my secrets.
Too many show secrets.
SJ's wearing 8 bras in this show.
My mom saw the ad and was
like, she could do a quick change act
if
just bras.
Yeah.
She was mad.
Furious. She's like, what did you do to your boobs?
her mom saw the publicity photo and absolutely thought that SJ got her tits done.
She's still not entirely sure. And I'm like, Mom, you're standing in front of me. Look at them. They're still flat.
They hadn't changed.
I'm going to come and I'm going to do a 4-star Yelp review and be like, too many bras.
Too many bras.
Seats were very comfortable.
Oh, man. guys.
All right, well, Casey, actually, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey.
Go see the show at the Excalibur.
Spice Wannabe.
Oh. Over at the Excalibur, and we'll click on
the link. Is there a website?
There is, spicewannabe.com.
There you go.
Don't enter Hey Scoops at checkout.
Oh, you enter Hey Scoops at checkout. It might not do anything.
Spell wannabe just so everyone gets it right.
W-A-N-N-A-B-E.
Okay, spicewannabe.com.
Yep. Just for the sexiest out. Spice Girl show in town.
Do you want to stick around and play trivia with us? Or do you have to get to rehearsals or things like that?
I got to pick up my kid.
All right.
All right. Well thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, though. Thanks.
Yeah.
Spicewannabe.com.
Yeah.
That's where you go. You get all the ticket info. SJ's going to stick around with us for the rest of the show.
And if you want to see Paul and I dress up in mice costumes, go to micewannabe.com.
Right.
Paul and I.
It's a whole different thing. Same music,
though. You want to eat some cheeses, but not get caught in a trap. Follow me out the wall hole. Look out for the cat.
Perfect.
That's Mice Wannabe preview.
Yep. The rest, you got to pay for it.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks for sticking around, SJ.
Yeah, I've missed you guys.
I know. You're working hard on this show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been so nice.
You're busy.
It's been great.
Yeah.
Seems nuts.
My agents keep going like, why are you not responding? You act like you're so busy. And I'm like, because I am. This is the first time I've had a chance to talk to you today.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
It's good, though. I'm happy.
Will you be working in town at a regular gig?
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
July is going to be 7 days a week. For
oh,
SJ.
Man.
Yep. Last Monday was SJ's last day off until August.
But she just said that she loves it. That's the thing. She's a workaholic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care.
I am.
Yeah.
It's also not hard work.
True story.
It's pretty easy.
My God. See? This is
Let's
why we
do a
don't
little jock
along.
Versus nerd.
Let's do it.
You want to do a little jock versus nerd action?
Oh, am I?
Fuck yeah.
I'm on the hunt for balls. I'm on the hunt for balls.
We got a scooper to come and ask today from Squirrel Tail Scoop.
Squirrel Tail Scoop. Easy for me to say.
The categories are music, sports, geography, and Ohio.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Paul, you're up first. What do you want? Of course, we got SJ as a lifeline.
I will try music for 2000, please.
Right to it.
That's my man.
Written by Findlay, Ohio native Tell Taylor on the banks of the Blanchard River. It became one of the most popular songs of the 20th century. I mean, I have guesses, but it's just songs about rivers.
I think I might know.
What would be your guess?
If I was guessing, I would say. Well, I have three guesses.
Okay. That's good. We need one of them to be right.
I would say Moon River is my first guess.
Okay,
that's a good guess.
Oh, that's not a bad guess.
My second guess would be Sitting on the Dock of Bay.
Nah, that's not
it. Doesn't
it.
Give a year. No, I don't think it's that one. But what was the other one I was saying? Maybe Blue Moon, but.
I'm going to guess Moon River. That's okay. A guess.
The guess is Moon River.
Make it a guess. Down by the old mill stream.
We all know that. That's the most popular song of the 20th century.
It was one of them. Well, you know what? It's the 21st century now, so there you go.
Yep. Down by the old mill stream,
Down by the old mill stream. I see the stream flowing by the mill. Oh, they make corn there. Hey.
Nothing else to do in Ohio.
That's the fucking truth. I don't know. Well, I'll try Ohio for 400.
Shots fired in Ohio.
Right?
First on the moon, Wapakoneta. Yeah. Was the home of this Apollo astronaut.
Wapakoneta.
Wapakoneta.
I'll guess Neil Armstrong.
Wapakoneta's own Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. Neil Armstrong is it.
Yeah.
Matt, what you want?
Sports. For 400.
The National Hockey League's Columbus Blue Jackets fire one of these off in the arena at the start of every home game after each Blue Jackets goal and after every Blue Jackets home win.
A glass jar of bees.
Let me see a glass jar of bees.
Just fire them off, and then when they shatter, that section runs away from bees.
Right. Is that your final answer?
Thanks.
Show me jar of bees.
I still get a kick out of the fact that the Columbus Blue Jackets is a professional hockey team.
Yeah.
It still strikes me every time. It sounds like a minor league hockey team.
Sure does. Both the Columbus and the Blue Jackets part sound like a minor league hockey team.
This is the 400 one?
Yeah.
My guess, Blue Jackets is it a reference to the color of the Colonial War jackets?
That's my assumption.
So I'm guessing a cannon.
Let's try a cannon. Also, there's not that many things you could fire off. It's a cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did cannon at the Pittsburgh game, but it was all digital.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
Every time they
cannons.
Got a run, it was a digital. Yeah, it's just up on the screen to go boom, boom.
In the
boom.
Original books about loud, but... hockey, a cannon is in it, so the cannon is cannon.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear they didn't add it until the second season, but then they retconned it. They retconned the cannon. Retcannon the con?
Retcannon con.
Paul, you're up.
Music for 1200 because I'm rocking it.
You're doing great. Daily double.
Fuck, sure, of course. Well, I mean, that'd be good.
I mean, it's still just for 1200.
Get on the board.
The state song of the Buckeye State, Beautiful Ohio, is this type of danceable song.
It's a jig.
A jig. It's a waltz.
Oh,
no, it's a jig.
A waltzy jig. It's my turn. I will try. I'll stick with Ohio for 800. This hustling man was the first person to place a legal sports bet in Ohio. Oh, he was also banned from baseball. That would be Ohio Jim.
Oh, dirty old Ohio Jim. Get out of that Hall of Fame, Ohio Jim.
Get out of there. I believe it's Pete Tulip. Pete Rose.
Pete Tulip.
Yeah.
Charlie Hustle.
That's it.
So this whole scuba day is just Ohio?
It kind of seems like it, doesn't it?
SJ was like, did I want to stick around?
you've made a terrible mistake, SJ. You've made a terrible mistake.
Do you get on the tables? Do you get on that table hop in action?
It's been a whole thing. But yes.
You do or don't want to do it?
No, I want to do it. But the shoes I'm wearing, I don't. It's not feasible.
Should we put heels on them? Like the heels?
Ginger has the biggest shoes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she wears the biggest monsterish shoes, which is great.
Yeah,
you
got
I'm really
like those
clodhoppers.
I got home last night and she goes, oh, I can't jump on the table because of my shoes.
Oh, that is depressing. That's
it's,
a sad
it's a
day.
It's a 3-foot jump from the stage to the table.
Oh.
It's like, it's a jump.
Leap. We need to fucking Peter Pan that shit. We got to get you a fucking harness.
Yeah.
I'm really hurt my feelings.
Spinny loops.
Nothing makes a dancer lady feel better than having to get harnessed up to get up onto a table.
Why don't you just buy a set of dog
stairs? Let's get a crane.
Get some dog stairs and just walk up to it.
Dog stairs.
Crowd surf that shit. Like, right. Put you on the table.
If I was posh, the dog stairs would be totally acceptable.
Matt, you're up.
I'll take, what's the third category?
Geography.
Oh, I love geography.
For 400, grooves cut in stone by these giant moving bodies of water can be seen on Kelly's Island.
Is Kelly's Island in Ohio?
Maybe.
Must be. Grooves cut in stone by these giant moving...
bodies of water.
Come on.
So I think you're just naming a body of water.
The
giant moving body
Go
of
ahead.
Water.
It's got to be a glacier.
It's got to be a glacier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
A glacier.
Glaciers.
All right.
They cut up shit.
It is a glacier.
They cut things when they move.
I'm skeptical of calling a glacier a body of water.
What is it?
It's ice.
It's ice.
Frozen water.
It's frozen water. Yeah.
I see glaciers as genteel.
Yeah.
I don't see them as so ferocious, you guys.
Oh, no, they're
I
they're
see their
beasts,
bright side.
But they take a long time.
They've never cut me.
No.
You haven't been in the glacier's real neighborhood.
Phil Spector never murdered me.
Right.
He was on the wall at Loser's Lounge.
Thank you. Oh, that's funny. That's good.
Paul, you're up.
Music for 800, please.
I'm telling you, we were just walking around this room laughing at all these different pictures. It was so good.
Because
like you'd see a picture, you'd go like, what is that? And you'd get up to it, you go like, oh, that is the Hindenburg.
Oh, man.
I feel like a bit has been introduced.
I do like this idea.
It's such a good bit. Yeah. Founded after the Kent State Massacre, this new wave band sought to teach the world of their theory of de-evolution. Are we not men?
That would be Devo.
Devo is correct. And Paul, I was about to say Paul's on the board, but he's not.
I didn't know they had that big. I didn't know they had that significant history. There.
I didn't either. It's my turn. I will do. I'll stick with Ohio for 1200. It's a daily double. That's too bad. It's still for $1,200. Despite making his name in New Jersey, Thomas Edison was born in this Ohio village.
You know this, Jacob. You, all the time, you're always talking about Thomas Edison's Ohio roots when anyone brings it up.
Yeah.
I always try to flex my Jersey pride, and Thomas and Jacob's like, no way.
Where's Edison from? Jersey? Didn't think so.
No.
Bitch! I just backhand him.
Name an Ohio village, Jacob.
Chillicothe. Milan.
Milan. You didn't know Thomas Edison's from Milan?
Nope.
Oh, Milan.
Did not. Matt, you now have the lead, and it's your turn. What you want?
Do I have zero?
No, you have 800. I have zero.
I'll do music for 400, please.
Let's see here. Trent Reznor chose the name Nine Inch Nails for its easy abbreviation of NIN while recording Pretty Hate Machine at the Right Track Studios in this city. It's one of the three C's.
All right. So it's either Columbus, Cleveland, or Cunt.
Yes. Cunt, Ohio.
Cincinnati?
Maybe Cincinnati? You guessing Cincinnati?
No, yeah, no,
Cincinnati's
no.
Cincinnati's the third one.
Cincinnati's the third one.
Yes.
Cleveland's the rock and roll place.
Yeah.
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 So I'm leaning towards Cleveland.
And Columbus discovered America.
He's Columbus, already, home of the original Brio as
yeah.
well, which I love.
I do love a good Brio.
I'm, yeah, a lot of restaurants start in Columbus.
I'm feeling Columbus, buddy, but you go with what you
really? Because you're the Nine Inch Nails fan.
I know.
And actually, I'll again, pass. It's like, I'll pass.
Passes to Paul. You want to go Columbus?
Yeah, Columbus.
Going Columbus.
It's 400.
It's Cleveland.
Oh, it's Cleveland.
Matt with gamesmanship. Spiking Paul's score even worse.
I just don't feel like I'm going to put my fucking rock album on the map. I'm going to record in Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Paul, you're up.
Sports for 2000.
Let's see here. Findlay, Ohio is home of Ray Haran, the first winner of this greatest spectacle in racing. What is the oil slick?
Right. It's got to be the Indianapolis 500.
Ah, it is the Indianapolis 500.
All right.
Oh, I was misreading that question. I thought it was saying that the greatest spectacle in racing happened in Findlay, Ohio.
Right.
No.
No. That is definitely not the case.
No.
No.
Let's see. It's me now. No. I will try. No.
Oh, no.
Nothing spectacular happened in Ohio.
No, especially Findlay, Ohio. No. I'll try sports for $1,200. Actor Paul.
I figured it out. SJ, you take off the boots, you chuck them onto the table, then you leap onto the table and you reboot.
Leap into the boots.
Jump into the boots.
It's not a bad plan. Yeah, I want you.
If you can toss it and be like, toss them, like, hold on to that boot over there. You can toss the other one.
Like, hey, you, hold on to this. You hold on to this. Jump. And then it's time to go back again.
Actor Paul Newman and Carl Haas owned Newman Haas Racing, employed drivers such as Mario Andretti, Michael Andretti, Nigel Mansell, Paul Tracy, Sebastian Burdess, and James Hinchcliffe in this sport. Can I just say racing?
I guess you have to choose.
No, it's a type of racing. What did Andretti race?
Yeah, cars.
What
car racing? Car racing.
What kind is coming to the? What kind is coming?
It's F1.
Yeah, that's it.
Driving. I mean, the
Andretti. That's different than NASCAR. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's F1.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be F1. I think.
Got to be F1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
IndyCar.
Uh oh.
That's it's the one below F1.
No, because he even says except.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, you could have done kart or a champ car.
Oh.
But yeah.
Wah, wah.
Matt, you're up.
Whatever happened to IndyCar racing? You know what I mean, guys?
Yeah.
Whatever happened?
It's a spectacle.
I will take sports 800.
Let's see.
I faked you out.
Yep, you did. Toledo is home to this minor league baseball team that was made famous by the television show MASH. I would have gotten this one.
You would have. You threw your hand up right away in anger.
I know. And now it's got to get past Paul and Matt.
Yeah, I think I know this one, but I'm blanking on it. Because I feel like... We've said, I feel like this is, I'm going to hear it. It's going to be the default blank that I've heard all the time.
Yeah. I don't even know how to give you a hint to this one.
Not even the Mud Hens. I'll just pass.
It passes to Paul.
I will pass as well.
It's the Mud Hens.
It is the Mud Hens.
Yeah,
right?
it's Mud Hens.
It's supposed to be like, I know it's so universal.
Yeah.
Like you just say it.
Yeah.
But I never thought about it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
My second favorite minor league baseball team name, the Mud Hens. My favorite, the Biscuits.
The Biscuits is a great one.
The Biscuits.
Yep.
And the mascot is a buttered biscuit. Like a pat of butter is the tongue. It's great. Paul, you're up.
You're still in the lead, Matt. 2000.
That's fine.
Steven Spielberg calls this city home. It's one of the three C's.
Don't do the joke one. It's not worth it. It makes people uncomfortable.
It's not Kent, Ohio.
Nah, see?
I wasn't doing the joke.
It's got to be Columbus.
Let's try Columbus. It's Cincinnati.
Really? Spielberg is from Cincy?
He says it. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I like Cincinnati.
I love that town. It's an underrated city.
Well, it's gotten better, I guess, but I really like it.
I mean, when I lived in Ohio, 23 years ago, because I worked there in 2000, we would go to Cincinnati. It was a blast. It was always fun.
Yeah, like Joe Boyd's bring me out for different gigs. They have really cool hotels, and they have a ton of rooftop bars and stuff like that.
Yeah, they got a really cool speakeasy there, too.
Yeah, and it's a very, very small, like, approachable city.
Yeah.
The downtown is some... Underrated Cincinnati.
Let's see. A quick score check in. Matt is winning with 800. I'm in second with negative 400, which does not bode well for Paul. He's in third with negative 2800.
We know a lot about Ohio.
We do, as it turns out.
Crushing it.
And we got geography for 8, 12, and 2000. I'm going straight to the 2000. I'm going to try to put a cap on this thing right now.
Wow, this is exciting.
Large portions of the northwest corner of Ohio used to be submerged under this large wetland prior to its draining by German immigrants. True. Mm-hmm. I'm going with true. So I have to name the large wetland that was drained at some point by Germans. Das Water.
I think it's the Ohio River Basin.
Like the Ohio River Valley?
The Ohio River Basin.
You think basin, yeah. I have no idea. I'm going to pass the map.
Let's see here. Large portions of the northwest corner of Ohio. I mean, you know I love me some northwest Ohio.
Yep. You won't shut up about it.
There's Westland prior to the great... Oh, I know this.
Yeah?
Cunt Ohio.
I'm uncomfortable.
There's a lot of moisture.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist. Rule of threes.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Had to.
It will not be a running
kicked
bit.
Out.
I will not make this a running bit in future episodes. I don't know at all.
We do need some, like, welcome to Cunt Ohio shirts now, though. Paul.
It's pronounced coot.
I will guess Ohio River Basin.
Let's try it. The Great Black Swamp.
Well, now that's just disgusting.
That's just on the nose.
That is the most disgusting thing said on this
show. I wonder
they
drained it.
That is what they call Cunt Ohio. Matt, you got geography for 812.
Your mother's the Great Black Swamp.
That's what we call y'all mom.
Geography for 800, please.
Let's see. Adams County is home to this mysterious earthwork that is likely more than 2,000 years old. Don't say it, Matt.
I'm not. It's too predictable now. Adams County is home to this mysterious earthwork?
Earthwork.
I don't even know the term earthwork.
Like a mound.
All right. I will go with Adams Mound.
I think it's a natural bridge.
Do you know?
I do.
I mean, is this the kind of thing that everyone's just screaming in their cars like, duh, Adams County's earthwork? You don't know? I'll pass.
You haven't been to Adams County?
A natural bridge.
Show me a natural bridge. I'm sorry, it's the Great Serpent Mound.
You were right with mound.
I had mound.
You were right with mound. Yeah, you were right. Well, it was either a mound, a bridge, or a cave. That's all they got out there in that fucking
just a perfect,
or great black swamps.
A perfect circle drawn once swamps. In dirt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Paul, closing out the category, end the game, geography for 1,200. Despite expectations, the northern portions of Ohio along Lake Erie are home to many of these fruity alcohol producers due to the summer climate.
Oh, I think I know this one, maybe.
Bartles and James?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
I think it's wine.
It's wineries.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know this one.
Just wineries.
Just wineries in general. Okay.
Is that your final answer?
But Bartles and James are the fruitiest guys. They're so fruity in their commercials. That was a double entendre.
That is the game.
How
Matt
old
wins
am I?
With 800
James.
Points.
It wasn't a daily double. He just...
Let's go.
Fuck it.
I'm in second with negative 400, and Paul is in a close third with negative 6,800 points.
They look like they're from Ohio, those dipshits.
That game two is from Squirrel Tail Scoop. Thank you, Squirrel Tail Scoop.
Thank you, Squirrel Tail. That was a lot of fun.
I especially like just how many questions Paul decided he's just going to take a flyer on.
Just go ahead. Just swing. Swing away.
If you want to send us a scooperty,
it doesn't matter.
HeyScoops.com. That is where you can go. Send us a scooperty. Send us a Price is Strike, Jock versus Nerd. Send us some scoop mail. Send us all the things. This is normally the part of the show where we thank patrons, but it is a new month, and we're recording this show early as well, so we don't have a list of people to thank right now. But thank you to all the Patreons that support this show. Matt, where do they go to support the show?
They can go over to preachingfun.com.
Or if your lifelong ambition is to be a mermaid, go to fartsinabag.biz.
Farts, 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 fartsinabag.biz.
That's fartsinabag.biz. That, along with preachingfun.com, that takes you over to our Patreon page, where for as little as $2 a month, you can keep this show on the air. You can keep our wives allowing us to do this show.
Yeah. Oh, you going to the mermaid business, huh? Say hello to Wayne Newton's pool for me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Snazzy.
Pinky's out. SJ, thanks for coming by.
Oh, my gosh.
So, okay, two pairs of boots. One on the stage, and then you just leave those. You take, and you can leap on.
Identical boots.
All identical boots, and just put on your table boots.
Yeah.
Once you arrive on the table, you just leave them behind.
Do you show up on the stage in a giant boot? And then jump out of the giant boot with your big boots?
Mario style?
Yeah, that's a really great idea.
Giant boot slide that covers the distance between the stage and the
there it is.
And the table.
Now
you
we got
climb
it.
Up the boot, slide down it. The boot onto the stage.
Slidey boot.
Slidey boot.
Slidey boot. Is it in the budget to build a giant slide?
Yeah. And can, I don't know, can someone just like a stagehand or someone just put the slide out real quick?
Let and then take it back it. Off the stage,
yeah,
too?
And yeah, and then, like, we need a reverse slide
to go back,
back to the stage.
A reverse slide! So it has to be, like, on a tread.
Or do I just crawl back up it like a little kid?
Treadmill. Yeah, crawl back up it like a little kid. That'll sell it.
That'll sell it, I think.
Thank you, Ben, for creating this podcast.
Thanks, Ben!
Get tickets to Scoop Fest right now. Go to HeyScoops.com. Buy your tickets to Scoop Fest. If you're a member of our patrons, you get a discount code that will save you a good amount of money on your passes, either your VIP or your three-day pass. VIP three-day pass or your two-day pass.
That's right.
Which one you want to buy.
I wonder if there's going to be a band this year.
There's going to be
a band. I bet there will be.
Led by SJ.
I saw a good one in Laughlin the other day. We could hire them. They're based out of Vegas.
Yeah.
They bring everything up to sing. They bring all kinds of people up. Can't wait.
Yeah.
For your band to come back and entertain our peoples.
Bring in the ruckus.
Have my people talk to your people.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay safe out there. We love you, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
This episode of Matt and Madigan's Ice Cream Social has been brought to you by Cunt, Ohio. Cunt, Ohio. It's a great vacation destination. Cute Ohio.
Also known as the Great Black Swamp.
SpiceWannabe.com. Go there. Check out the show if you're going to be in Vegas. And I believe they're going to keep up the tour dates on there, too. We're preaching fun.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.